Simple scripture brings conviction. Like John the Baptist, the preachers laid the axe at the root of the tree and urged all to bring forth fruits meet for repentance. In marked contrast to assurances of peace and safety heard from popular pulpits, the simple testimony of scripture brought conviction which few were able wholly to resist. Many sought the Lord with repentance. The affections that had so long clung to earthly things they now fixed on heaven. With hearts softened and subdued they joined to sound the cry, "Fear God, and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come." Sinners inquired with weeping, "What must I do to be saved?" Those who had been dishonest were anxious to make restitution. All who found peace in Christ longed to see others share the blessing. The hearts of parents were turned to their children, and the hearts of children to their parents. Barriers of pride and reserve were swept away. Heartfelt confessions were made. Everywhere were souls pleading with God. Many wrestled all night in prayer for the assurance that their sins were pardoned, or for the conversion of relatives or neighbors. All classes, rich and poor, high and low, were anxious to hear the doctrine of the Second Advent. The Spirit of God gave power to His truth. The presence of holy angels was felt in these assemblies, and many were daily added to the believers. Vast crowds listened in silence to the solemn words. Heaven and earth seemed to approach each other. Men sought their homes with praises on their lips, and the glad sound rang out upon the still night air. None who attended those meetings could ever forget those scenes of deepest interest.